Hello and welcome to The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan. Today is Monday the 1st of June and these are the sports stories you'll be talking about today. Yes, there were cardboard cutouts instead of actual people and the crowd noise was fake, but live sport returned to Australia over the weekend.
It's the Broncos, it's the Eels, it's one referee, it's the return of rugby league!
The NRL finally resumed its 2020 season and the Eels, Cowboys, Roosters, Warriors, West Tigers, Raiders and Seagulls all scored wins. But it was the Penrith Panthers Newcastle Knights fixture that provided the greatest ride. The Knights and the Panthers had both won their first two games before the season interruption, and both were missing their best player for this game. Penrith halfback Nathan Cleary and Newcastle fullback Kalyn Ponga were suspended. So it was a coin toss before kickoff. Then this happened.
Well, we've got a player down here for Newcastle. Go back to you in a second, Reedy. We've got a Knights player on
there. Mitchell Pearce, Dan.
Is this a concussion situation? He's been run over.
He gets his head in the wrong corner.
He might have to go off here.
Yep. And then he hits it on the ground. So it's a double. It's double.
He'll be struggling to come back, Dell, I'd say, with the new rules. Yeah. Tough kid. He'll want to come back.
This is a huge moment of the game. Pearce has been monumental the first couple of weeks. Stephen Crichton, the big centre, has run over him. Now Pearce looks like a boxer who's struggling to get up to beat the 10 count. Now he's up.
Okay, so Connor Watson moves the halfback to cover Pearce. And then this happened.
Pat Aikens is met here. 21 out, centre field. Watson's down. Oh, don't tell me they're going to lose another. He's clutching at his lower right leg.
And then this happened.
Oh, no, another problem here for Newcastle. It's Tim Glasby who is struggling to get up here. They can't afford another one.
And at this point, if Newcastle fans had been allowed into the game, you wouldn't blame them if they'd left.
It's Penrith 14, Newcastle with injury worries 6.
Now, we don't have any actual audio of what Newcastle coach Adam O'Brien said to his troops at halftime, but I'm guessing it was something along the lines of...
On this team, we fight for that edge. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that edge. We claw with our fingernails for that edge. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying.
Because they came out in the second half without Ponga, Pearce or Watson, trailing 14-6, and proceeded to grind their way back, levelled the scores, and went within an Edric Lee dropped pass of winning. But in the end, the points were shared. The upside? Both teams are still undefeated. Okay, somebody needs to stop Peter Volandis from getting drunk and giving interviews. Seriously, over the past 2 months, he's been off the rails. First, he said the NRL would restart on May 28th. Then he said he was taking the game back to a one referee system. Then he declared he'd have crowds back at the games in some capacity by July. And now, in possibly the greatest period of uncertainty of the last 50 years, where most sports can't guarantee that all their clubs and teams will survive, Peter Volandis has said he wants to create a new NRL team. Let's get a little day drunk, party with our shades on. Look, I don't think Pete's actually drinking on the job. A glass of wine with lunch, who knows? But the Australian Rugby League Commission chairman does believe that the current situation will allow the NRL to fast-track the introduction of a second Brisbane team. Discussions had been had about introducing the new team in the year 2023, but Volandis believes the new broadcast deal signed last week puts the code in a financial situation that the new team could come 12 months earlier. The scariest fact amidst this whole thing is that everything Volandis has said previously has happened, which means in a little over 18 months, we'll be getting ready for the first ever Brisbane Derby, or Derby, however they choose to say it, where the Broncos and the new team will play for the Peter Volandis Cup, presumably. But I'll wait for Pete to tell me what the trophy will be called, because I'm guessing he already knows that too. And while Brisbane is preparing to get something, Sydney might be about to lose something.
The winner is Sydney.
Not in this case, Juan Antonio. Because the NRL is threatening to move the grand final away from the Harbour City if the New South Wales government doesn't build 4 boutique suburban stadiums over the next 10 years. Why, I imagine you're asking. Well, the NRL signed a new 27-year deal in October last year to play the big game in Sydney if the New South Wales government upgraded ANZ Stadium. Heavy budget cuts because of COVID-19 have meant those upgrade plans have been abandoned. And that sets up the NRL, like a kid on Christmas, to jump onto Premier Gladys Berejiklian's knee and list off all the things that they want, if she wants to keep the grand final in New South Wales. And what the game wants are new boutique stadiums spread across Sydney so that games can be played to packed houses instead of mostly empty seats. And if you think Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk wouldn't pick up the phone to old PDV about moving the big game up north, you're kidding yourself. She did that a month ago. The NRL's back, the AFL is 2 weeks away, and there's more sport on the way. The Super Netball season will kick off on August 1st. The fixture is yet to be finalised, but the full 60-game season will be played, and teams can begin training together from today. And honk if you're ready for some motorsport. The 2020 Formula One season is finally set to launch, and in even better news for local rev heads, the first race is going to be right here in Australia.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate.
Sorry. The first race is going to be in Austria, not Australia. In fact, the first two races of the new season will be held 200 kilometres southwest of Vienna in the village of Spielberg. The races will be on the 5th and the 12th of July. Each F1 team will be limited to 80 people at each race, but no spectators will be in attendance. And that's your sport hit for Monday the 1st of June. Make sure you're tuned into the Rush Hour with MG from 6 p.m. on Triple M. I'm Liam Flanagan. Goodbye from the scorecard.